Now, what is it that motivates people to carry out hate crime against a person with a disability? There's a campaign that's been aimed at encouraging victims of hate crime, as well as indeed the witnesses, to come forward to speak to the police. And the PSNI have apparently dealt with 66 incidents in less than the last 6 months. And the motivation basically has been the victim's disability. That is why they're being targeted. I want to speak to Elish Mulholland from the Leonard Cheshire Disability Charity. Elish, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's sickening to think that people who would be using wheelchairs or who may have some form of evidence that suggests they've got a disability would be targeted by thugs.
Unfortunately, Frank, that is a fact of life here in Northern Ireland. As you said yourself, 66 people from the beginning of this financial year has been targeted because of their disability.
And how does the targeting manifest itself? I'm sure it's not always being hit or thumped. It would come in a variety of ways.
Absolutely. It comes in a variety of ways. You know, the unfortunate thing is, Frank, that people with disabilities have been victims of hate crime for a number of years and for a number of reasons. It can manifest itself. We have victims that we have supported through car parking. It may start over a simple issue of car parking with neighbours, taking the car parking spot. It could be things around, you know, housing related incidents that then manifest themselves into crimes. It could be, for instance, of one lady that I myself supported, due to mental health reasons, wished to go to a particular local pub at night just for company, but every time she left that establishment, youths were throwing stones at her every single night. So we were able to work with her at looking at a provider, or providing her with a safer route to, so that she could continue to go to her local pub because she went there for company.
And is it widespread, or is it happening just in some areas that would have a variety of other challenges?
No, Frank, it's widespread. This could happen with strangers in the street. This could happen with people that disabled people know. And this could happen within their own homes.
Now, you mentioned, say, a dispute over parking a car outside a home.
Yes.
And that could lead to angst, it could lead to argument, debate, discussion, or whatever. But is there a possibility that the disabled person, and we're not suggesting for a moment that every disabled person is a pleasant person, that the disabled person could actually be in the wrong and has an argument with a neighbour and then uses the, in inverted commas, hate crime ticket as an excuse to the police?
Well, Frank, to be honest with you, we have not found that. We have been established now. We established this service in 2013. We have a very strong partnership with the Police Service of Northern Ireland and the Department of Justice. And in fact, the Police Service of Northern Ireland actually fund this service with Leonard Cheshire Disability. Over the years, what we have found is that victims themselves have become victims because of their disability. People have seen the vulnerability there. And use that vulnerability to commit a crime against that person. When it comes to something like car parking, that disabled person needs that car parking space for obvious reasons, especially if they're a wheelchair user. And at times, neighbours have taken that position for granted, which leads into maybe an incident, maybe a disagreement. But because it's continuing on and the car parking space has been continually used, then it can eventually lead to a crime. Yeah. Or a threat of a crime.
Yeah, and that's the important thing, because hate crime, as we were discovering on this programme, I think, earlier this week, it can be very much in how the person perceives the other individual's actions. If you feel you're being hated, it can be reported as a hate crime.
It can be reported as a hate crime, but it will be investigated like any crime. But the tag will be there for hate crime, so the hate element will be investigated also.
But do you think sometimes that maybe they're misrepresenting the situation by suggesting there's hate involved? It could just be a simple dispute.
No, Frank, that we have not found any evidence of that, and we ourselves have not experienced that. Hate, even in the very name, hate is a very strong word. And when you've been a victim of a hate crime, the impact that can have on you can be devastating. We have supported disabled people to move from their homes, even though they're the victims. We have supported them through the Northern Ireland Housing Executive to move from their homes to move elsewhere because the hate element of, say, antisocial behaviour continues. We have supported young people with learning disability who have been victims purely because they have a learning disability, and jewellery has been taken off them in the street, one of which Frankie and I spoke a few years back because he called your show very, very, he was devastated and didn't know where to turn. And we talked about this before, and we were able to support that victim through the investigative process with the police.
Yeah, well, that was good to hear. Eilish, thanks for coming on. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
No, thank you, Frank.
Eilish Mulholland from the Leonard Cheshire Disability Charity. Superintendent Paula Hillman is across this from the PSNI. Superintendent Hillman, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a very serious issue if we have members of society who are targeting people with disabilities. How common is it for the police to get a call about this?
I would agree totally with what you've just said, Frank. And this is one of the reasons for our campaign today about disability hate crime and the other three videos that we are releasing in relation to other victims of hate crime, in that we very much recognise, and not just in PSNI in Northern Ireland, but across all police services, that hate crimes are underreported. And, you know, I think we need to pay very much tribute to what Michael has told us about his story. But what I would really emphasise is Michael did come in the end to get help, and I would encourage other victims of disability hate crime, of all hate crimes, but today's campaign is focused on disability hate crime, to report that to the police service, to go to Leonard Cheshire, where the advocate is there, and who can also support them as well.
Yes, and you make reference to Michael, who people may have heard about earlier in the programme. He's a 60-year-old father of three from West Belfast, using a wheelchair for the best part of 10 years. He was assaulted a number of times in the street near his home in the Poleglass area, and he has no doubt he was targeted because he's disabled, and he often sits in his home with the lights out in case people target him. That is a sickening reflection on society.
Well, yes, I think as a police service, we're very aware of our responsibilities as well in terms of supporting victims where crimes have been reported. But I think when you look at this very personal and painful experience of Michael's, it's something that we in wider society and as members of the community all need to reflect on, how we support our most vulnerable people in society. I mean, I think there's also opportunity, there's great work